The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Lindsay Bjorklund. So excited to have her on. She is our customer success manager. And generally, if things get done at the place that's not coaching, it's Lindsay. So if you're like, who actually runs this place? You know, Mike and Suzanne and Jared, we all just do a bunch of yada, yada, yada. Well, actually, Jared does work when it comes to getting clients, but you know, the coaches and I, we just do a lot of talking. Lindsay is the one that takes the talk and turns into action. So if you have a cleaning company and you would like to take some talk and turn it into action, you are in the right spot. We're going to help you with that. Not only is she so good at the action, she actually came up with a topic because I'm not even able to do that. And it's a really good one. So buckle up. Let's go. Today, we've touched on, I think before, the fallacy of the operations manager. It is so, you know, first, if you're cleaning, we want out of cleaning. And once you get out of cleaning, you're like, oh, now I got out of the field into the office. How do I get out of the office? And we think if we just hire this magic operations manager, which is kind of paradoxical because I've got Lindsay who could seem like a magic operations manager, but we'll talk about how she became to do what she does and the supports she has and all that other stuff because it lines up perfectly with Coach You. But what we think is if we just hire this one person, they'll run my whole company and then everything will be great. And then I can run and, you know, frolic with my family and vacations and make a lot of money and all that. So we can get you that outcome, but the one operations manager is a problem. So what we typically do is we have a bunch of crap that we're not really clear on how to do right. We don't really know the problem. We just know, I don't want to talk to employees. I don't want to talk to customers. I don't want to deal with problems, all sorts of headaches. I don't want to deal with it. So I will hire someone else and pay them to deal with it. And if, when I had my thing, that was my thing with Lindsay, I'm unhappy and I want to be happy. If I give you money, will you do all things that make me miserable? I'm not going to tell you what they are, but as they come up, just you handle them. She might say yes, but she'd be a crazy person and she'd be lying. Cause I'm saying, can you do a job that I'm not going to explain to you? So she said she'll try. That could be the truth, but yeah, I can do that is crazy. So that's typically what we have when we do operations managers. And what we really need is to understand the jobs that need to get done, right? So as opposed to, hey, Lindsay, there's a bunch of crap I hate. I want you to do it. I haven't really taken the time to think about it or make a list or put some sort of time frame on it. Just I'll give you money. And just when I see something that makes me sad, can I call you and ask you to do it for me? And that's not probably what we say, but that's the deal. What we really need to do is go, and I could go over Lindsay's job, but I think it'd be a lot less interesting for you. So we'll do cleaner's jobs. I don't like bringing towels to cleaners. I don't like, and by the way, that's just cleaners doing their job. So you don't have to hire for, you already have someone for that. It's called a cleaner. Just have them do their job. I don't like answering the phone. I don't like getting texts 24/7. I don't like customer complaints. I don't like employees calling me when they call out, right? These are all specific things. It's like, all right, well, if we write them down, we can kind of start getting a list of things that are similar. Like, I don't like employees calling me when they don't show up. I don't like having to deal with that. Well, there's only two problems. One, you don't have enough employees, right? So if you have three employees all working 40 hours a week and one guy calls out, you're screwed. There's really nothing you can do. But if you've got, what's three times 40, 120 hours a week, and you've got seven people doing it and one guy calls out, you're fine. So really, there's only one of two things. One is I need a hiring funnel, which we've done tons of podcasts on. So feel free to check in with those. Or two, you've got the resources and the people. Someone, you just need someone else to manage it. That's called a scheduler. You can hire a scheduler. So we call it here thin slicing, as opposed to just giving one person a bunch of jobs. We give little jobs to everybody. Things like, I don't want to call my clients to collect money. That's called an accountant. I'm confused on my books. And by the way, it drives me, I'm going all over the place. We're going to get Lindsay in. If you're like, is Lindsay even there? Are you just doing a monologue and pretending Lindsay? So for those on video, we have proof of life for the audio. Yeah. Or I could just be doing a Lindsay voice really good. I'm not, but I could. No, I couldn't.
That'd be scary.
That would be, that'd be awesome. If, well, with AI, may, hey, who even knows? Maybe this is AI, Lindsay, and Lindsay's dead. Who knows?
This podcast got dark real fast.
I went to a dark place. And for those of you not on the video, she's smiling and sweet and young and full of life. So I immediately went to a dark, terrible place. So I promise we're going to get Lindsay involved. I just want to set a nice table and then be quiet and let her kind of fill in her perspective, which is typically more concise than mine. So the big concept is, before you start just hiring people, A, you just hire one person, and then now you've, all you've done is move the bottleneck from you to that other person, which is not ideal, to say it the best. Two, very, very few people have that skill set, right? Like, to do everything. Like, for an owner, a lot of times you're cleaning and dealing with customer support and dealing with accounting and marketing, and to hire a Lindsay, who's amazing, to do all those things, it's just not likely. And even if she could do them all, she's going to be just like me in that some of them I'm good at, others I suck at. So why not hire someone that's really good at the one thing? Just let them do that. So first and foremost, we got to get crystal clear on what we want done, the actual outcome. Then I suggest thin slicing. So as opposed to, even if Lindsay would only work for my company 20, 30 hours a week, and you're like, well, I could afford $3,000-$4,000, but she does all these things, she's not going to be great at accounting and customer service and marketing and collections and doing rags. And even if she could do some of that low level stuff, it's like, well, if she can do the high level stuff, I have to pay her high level for everything. So thin slice that stuff out and just be like, I need a scheduler. I need someone to answer the phones. And by the way, that could be a vendor. You don't have to hire a person. There's people for a buck a minute that will answer your phones. I need someone to touch base with my clients to make sure they're happy. And if they're not happy, to take care of it. And these might each be 5 or 10 hour a week jobs, or 2 or 3 hour a week jobs. That's okay, right? And the cool thing is, once you have them all, you can cross train them, right? It's great that when Lindsay first got here, I was somewhere between do all the things I don't want to do, and here's a pretty good list, right? It wasn't perfect, but it was better than just, I have no idea, just do this crap. And she got overwhelmed pretty quickly and did a good job of communicating. So we got clear on the list. And then she, on her own, without any really help from me, I mean, obviously our company writes the checks, but she handled hiring the people, and she kind of built her own team. And the beautiful thing is, when Lindsay goes on vacation, my life doesn't change one iota. And one of her people goes on vacation, I don't even know, right? Like, it just happens. You know, and when she dies and I have to hire, you know, AI Lindsay, I think I'll be okay. You know, emotionally, I might be a little sad. My friend Lindsay, her cats will definitely be sad. She got a husband. He'll probably, you know, a lot of people will be sad, but Grow My Cleaning Company will continue, you know, in the legacy. So I guess the big thing, now that I've ranted, Lindsay, is just to open the floor up to you to give a little bit more granular, like, okay, how do I, and again, this is perfect because I gave from the owner side, Lindsay, and give you from the team member side of who you'd be hiring. Like, A, how do you like being supported, not micromanaged, right? Mm-hmm. And then B, when you started kind of, and by the way, that's the other thing. If I told Lindsay, hey, let's hire some teams, let's do this, let's do that, and she got all grabby about her job, like, oh, I, you know, she's going to fire me. Like, it's, I can't let, you know, I've got to control everything. I can't, you know what I'm saying? And again, obviously I'm a guy of integrity. If I was a dirtbag, she wouldn't trust me, but I, you know, I wouldn't tell her like, hey, hire all these people, and then I'm not going to fire you afterward. You know, like, we were always clear about each other. So you've got to be square and tell them what's going on. So Lindsay, from your perspective, what tools, what resources, since you're speaking to Cleaning Nation, they're like, okay, I'd like to hire all these people, but it sounds scary. And by the way, in our training, we help you with exactly what they are and the job descriptions and all that. But for those of you not there, Lindsay, help, you know what people need, you know how to get them. Talk to the people, lady.
Yeah. So just to touch on like what you covered real quick, I totally agree with, you know, writing everything down. So many of our clients come to me just like, I need a VA. Like, they don't always say operations manager, but I know that's what they're saying, a virtual assistant. And like, okay, I need a VA. Like, what do I do? Like, what's the first thing I do? And there's a lot to unpack there. So yeah, deciding what you need and making all those roles, you'll see a lot of similarities between different roles. So once you have roles like a scheduler, a client happiness manager, or you know, you just need someone to answer the phones, there's different ways to go about it. And what I like to do is, you know, if someone just needs a one-off job, like, there's different resources. Like, we have Fiverr, we have Upwork, we have online jobs at PH, which is for Filipino companies. You really need to just, oh,
really,
yeah.
Really quick, because I think I went 30,000 feet and then you're down at like 500 feet. Let me take us down to like 5 feet. Let me take us down one level more, and then I'll let you fill in the absolute granular details.
Yes.
So part of the coaching we give is, let me give you the systems of what to do first, and then I'll let Lindsay fill in the hard one, because most of them are fairly easy, or we can't cover them on this podcast, even if they're not easy. So number one, stop doing it. There's a lot of things we can literally just stop doing. So like, I send an invoice to my customer every month. Why? Like, as long as you've got their credit card on file and you've agreed what you're going to charge them, why send an invoice? You can set a sales receipt afterwards, and you just click a button in QuickBooks saying, send a sales receipt after I charge their card. You click that one button, it's done forever. So, you know, I call customers every week and visit them every week. Why? Is that something that they want? And maybe it is. I'm not saying it is or isn't, but there's 10, 20% of the things when you start like, I hate doing this thing, before you go, you just stop doing it and go, what would that cost? And you're like, holy crap, I was doing that just because I'd always done it, but I don't need to do it anymore, right? So one, just stop doing it. Two, systematize it out, right? Mm-hmm. Just create a system. Software is really, really good at that. I call and text and do this, and yeah, just hire some software, automate it. So, and it doesn't have to be software, but just create a system that eliminates the need for that thing, or takes it from a job that somebody does to a job that computers do or system handles. Like, you know, I don't want to take rags to cleaners. The system would be, our cleaners are responsible for getting all their own equipment to the job. And if they can't do that, or get the key or the coat, everything they need to the job and then do the job, if they're not able to do that, I hire another cleaner. That's the system on that. So you'd be like, oh, so I could just literally stop, you know, I don't want to take rags to cleaners anymore. Well, I guess that actually could have been solved by number one, just stop doing it. What would happen? Well, the cleaners would quit. Okay. Well, either you hire them with another bad cleaner, in which case you'll do this till the end of time, or you hire them and go, well, hold on, I don't want to do that anymore. And that comes the system of, hey, cleaners, here's the system. I'm paying you to clean. You need to have the thing. And obviously it's your job to buy the processes and thing, you know, they have to have the things available at your shop. You have to have it available, but if they forget it or don't do it or make a mistake, that's on them. And if they're not okay with that, then hire a better cleaner. Mm-hmm. Third thing is, you're going to hire a vendor. Right? So we're going to hire like on the answering service. You could just stop answering the phones. That actually would probably have less of a bad impact than you think. We literally grow my cleaning company, multi-million, we've done millions and millions of revenue. I don't know what happens if you call our number. I don't even know what our number is. It's on my phone somewhere. Something happens. I don't know. So we literally just stopped it. Most of our business occurs also. And I'm not saying that's for everybody all times and all places, but you literally could stop it. So second thing, oh, I'm not going to stop it. That would be bad. Okay, great. Can we create a system to do it? Yeah, the system could be, they leave a message and it transcribes it and shows up on your phone or your customer happiness. Like, that could be a system. Third would be a vendor. I'm going to find someone who has 100 people in an office just waiting to pick up the phone 24/7. I'll spend an hour training them. And then if somebody quits or whatever, I don't care. They're just going to bring a new person. So that would be hiring a vendor. Next would be hiring kind of a part-time contractor. Like, hey, I'm going to do a contractor to do just this thing. And then finally would be, I'm actually going to hire a real employee that I pay and yada, yada. So those would be kind of the boxes that we fit within. I think Lindsay was kind of giving some of those middle boxes some paint. So go ahead. Now that we've got a little more context,
fill in
the blanks, girl.
That's a really good point. Yeah. I totally skipped just stop doing it or come up with a system that you might not even need to hire another person for. You just have a system that works. So like you said, with the
cleaners. Those are my favorite. Cheap and easy, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes too, I've noticed that those things are so obvious, but sometimes it takes an outside perspective. I think that's one of the great things about coaching is like, yeah, have the cleaners do it. It's so easy, but when you're in it, you can't always see it. So I just wanted to add that little point in.
Not obvious at all until you see it, and then you can't unsee it. So it's
exactly.
Don't beat yourself up. Cause like, I do this all the time. That's why we have coaching and mastermind groups and peers, like other people looking in. You know, if I'm screaming at my wife and to me that feels normal, everybody else in the world might look and go, that's not great. And I might need another guy to come along me and go, hey man, do you love your wife? Do you want her to not feel miserable? Maybe you should, you know, once I see it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. Right. So just don't beat yourself up too much. It's not always obvious. But put yourself around people that will have conversations with you and tell you and help you. And then when it is, when you see it, you're like, oh, in retrospect, obvious. Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show.
To dive down onto your third point of hiring an outside vendor, a part-time person or an employee, what I was starting to get at there is that there's different resources for each of those stages, I think. And each one's tailored a little differently depending on what you're looking for. Like Fiverr.com, we use a lot, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. Not affiliated or anything, just sharing like what I like to use with you guys. But if you need something quick, like a logo, or like I need a t-shirt designed, like a one-off type of thing, that's where you're going to go, in my opinion, to find something that, you know, isn't an everyday occurrence.
Well, and I hate to get weird, but now Google some AI, baby. Like, sorry, people that were taking some jobs away, but literally nowadays I would go, I forget the name of the, there's, if you just Google like video generating AI, and again, I'm not a lawyer, make sure it's legal and blah, 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 blah. But you know, if it's a shirt design or whatever, logo design, I'd start with AI at the very minimum. Best case, it just solves it for you. You know, like they had that 500 designs or something where you could, you know, put a logo up and everyone could bid on it. You just pay for the one that you want. Kind of set that with Fiverr. You could be like, or sorry, with some of that AI stuff that's free, by the way. You know, give me a, you know, Lindsay and my wife love raccoons, so many of our visual stuff are raccoon based. So give me a picture of a raccoon with a mop. Now give me 10 of them. Now make it in the style of Jackson Pollock. Now make it a cartoon. Now make the raccoon a billionaire. Now make him a billionaire with a mop on a yacht. Now make him 7 other raccoons that is raccoon for, and like, and I'd like 10 versions of that. And you can literally, so best case, you just, that's it. You just have your logo. Again, check, make sure it's legal. You can use it, blah, blah. I don't know anything about that. Worst case, when you do go to the AI person, you're like, here's 6 logos I'd like. But the only thing is you're just going to tell them how to make it different, which you could have probably done the AI. So I'm not saying there's no use to Fiverr. I'm just saying, again, I guess we're, you know what? I hate to say it, of my little hierarchy of like,
yeah, you know,
stop doing it, create a system to do it, hire a contractor. I think before the contractor, check out AI and see if you can get it done or substantially done, or at least off to a good start. So when you hand it off to a contractor that you would find on what Lindsay is going to go over, you can give them some like, here's what this looks and feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. We have to add AI to our tiers.
Crazy. Now. Like, yeah, we've been crazy. Doing this for a long time and I rarely do add something to that kind of hierarchy. I've been using it for 25 years. Like, and now there's AI. Like a software. There was kind of before that wasn't as big of a thing. So,
right. That's pretty crazy to just realize that like while recording here live, you heard it here live first.
people are going to look back at it. I don't know if you ever look at these nerdy things, but like, they'll be like, you know, in the '90s, like people that you still know on newscasts, like there's this thing called the interwebs where you can get your actual newspaper and they show just like black and white, like one article with no pictures and no nothing. And like, what wonders are we dealing with? And you look back, you're like, oh my gosh. So we're going to look back on this.
Yeah.
And I want to say 20 years from now, probably 5 years from now, and be like, oh Mike, oh Lindsay, you sound so dumb, so naive. Like,
hey, future us. Sorry.
Yeah, future. Yeah. Sorry, future us. We don't know. This is what it felt like at the moment. Enjoy. All right. Sorry. Like, keep cutting you off. Go right back, girl.
All right. So the next differentiation I want to make is when to hire American or English as the first language versus when to hire out, like our company, me personally, I like to hire Filipino, like that culture. Not only does the American dollar go farther there, like they're some of the most amazing workers I've ever worked with. So part-time, full-time.
Shout out Apple. We love you, girl.
Yep. That's how we found Apple. So that website, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It's onlinejobs.ph. And it's kind of like, I don't know, Mike, would you say it's kind of like Upwork in the way that you can just shop around for like what you need, basically. You can post on there like a job you're looking for, you'll get tons of applicants and it'll be a fraction of the price of what it would usually cost you. That being said, with American.
Well, let's just put some context around a fraction of a price. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't dealt with this. And if my prices are out of date, let me know. You can typically get a well-educated, like college degree, not English as a first language, but fluent in English. And again, I'm not going to have them writing copy, but they can come. Like Apple, I love. I have zero problems communicating with her. I think you're the same way. None of our clients, like, never has it been a, you know, maybe people are like, she's in the Philippines, isn't she? It's like, yeah, but it's, again, I'm not going to have her write copy. But other than that, she can do just about anything. I don't know what kind of education she has, but you can literally get a doctorate. You know, like master's, doctorate, for if you only want 20 hours a week, you can get it for like $400-$600. If you want a full-time 40-hour-a-week person, like $1,000, maybe $1,200, depending. And there's some little caveats. You know, they've got the deal where they get a week paid or something. They've got their, you know, some like cultural things that you'll kind of want to get into. It's no big deal. And it's so cheap. It's like, I'm happy to. They can take a little longer. I hate saying they, it sounds so racist, but just my experience with the Filipino people is they can take a little longer to train. Maybe a little more than not a lot longer, but maybe if something Lindsay and I could get done in an hour, it might take 3 or 4 hours with, you know, and I don't know if that extrapolates, if it's going to take Lindsay 20 hours and take them 400, but just they seem to learn a little slower, but my goodness, when they get it, they've got it and that's it. They do it forever. They're loyal. They're smart. They're kind. They're really appreciative of the work. Like there are some downsides, but anyway, that's my experience. Lindsay's got much more firsthand. So that's old man champion from way out here. Lindsay, I'll let you share kind of your direct day to day.
Yeah. And I totally agree with that. The learning curve, you really have to do spend some time with them on over Zoom training, make sure you record all that, just like we always teach on this podcast. So they can go back to the recordings and watch it. But, you know, for me, it usually takes when I have a new person from the Philippines, I would say usually about 2 weeks, like on a certain role, usually part-time, like just to train them every day, like not a ton of training, like, you know, maybe half an hour a day going over tasks. And once they got it, they got it. And the awesome thing is that I've found is they're more than willing to teach other people. There's a really good cultural match and like kind of what we touched on before, Mike, of like not being worried someone else is going to take your job or anything like that. Or Apple, for example, is just always making new videos, always trying to improving our processes and SOPs. So just wanted to touch on that. Upwork.com. I don't know if we want to touch on
I want to go to Upwork because I think that's because again, Fiverr is good, but for me, it's more of like a one shot. We're not going to build a relationship. Like, I don't know that we've hired anyone or had people do ongoing work. So it's not bad. It's just more of a quickie, easy. And everything's not $5. There's always add-ons, but it still might be $20, $30, $50. It's still a reasonable price. And the first thing's $5. But if you want me to actually send it to you or have it in a format that you want, or, you know, the upgrades are pretty like, well, obviously I need that. So be okay with it not being $5, but still a pretty reasonable price. To close the loop on the Filipinos, one other negative, which is not their fault, is they're across the world. Well, and I wouldn't even say negative. The other thing to consider, they're almost on opposite time zones that we are. So two things, if they're going to be customer facing, like I need you to deal with customers in real time, it's going to be the middle of the night for them. And many of them, you know, when you're like, well, that's fine. It's our thing. We're paying them. Like they, yeah. And most of them will. I'm not saying it's going to be a problem. For me personally, I just don't love it. And again, same with the money. I feel uncomfortable, you know, being a rich, terrible American, like, I'm paying you $1,000 a month and it would be $5,000 for an American. I have found they're super appreciative. So it's like, well, you know, I don't want to be like, well, then I'll not give you nothing, you know, because I feel guilty. Like that's not helpful. So they really are appreciative. I probably should feel the same way about being up in the middle of the night, but I, for some reason, and I'm not their parent, but I feel guilty. Like, oh, I try to not have them. So we try to make a hybrid of, all right, let's make your schedule at the fringes of our day and the fringes of yours. So you're not up in the middle of the night. I'm pretty sure Apple or any of our Filipino helpers would work whatever hours we demanded, but I just don't love it. And even if they're okay with it, I don't know that anyone does their best work at 3 a.m, or very few people do. So
exactly. Yeah. That's something to definitely keep in mind. So yeah, what we do for me personally, I do a hybrid where I have a little crossover in my mornings. So I make sure I get up in my mornings when it's time later and for Apple, just to make sure we've crossed all our cross paths and know what's going on. But I also let her know what tasks that are customer facing, like when she needs to do those. So sometimes you have to be very specific. Another thing with Filipinos is they take things very literally, like English is their second language. So that's something to keep in mind. That's something that took me a little getting used to. It's like, oh, they're literally, I can't think of a really good example right now. I'm sorry, but,
no, but people get it. Like you and I can kind of be silly and say some things that, and I'm sure in Filipino, if we were over there, we would be the same way. Like they're all joking and they get the kind of culture. And we're like, I barely understand this. Not barely understand, but I don't get some of the nuance. Okay. So to close that loop, just understand it's not good or bad. It's just a reality. They're at a different time zone. Another, we haven't done a ton of this. We've kind of got a different company that hires these out. South American can be still super hardworking, still super great, but same time zone. I think they're a little more expensive than the Filipinos, but they're more in the same time zone. And I found English teachers work really well because they speak better. So a lot of female English teachers down there that don't make a ton of money teaching, but they're really good at the language because they speak it all the time. Okay. We've gone way too long, but I want to make sure you wrap it or talk about the Upwork, because that's probably a site. I would say we're going from least to most use. So like, we don't use Fiverr a ton. And then for the Filipinos, we use onlinejobs.ph exclusively. And then I'd say it's probably for the, yeah, we probably, it depends on the job, but we'll use Upwork for kind of anything. It's like, I think I'd like to find someone that we're going to spend more time with. So tell us about that.
Yeah, Upwork, I like to get very specific with Upwork. Like, for example, if we need someone to help our clients with doing their ads on Facebook, I would go to Upwork because there's ads managers on Facebook that can do that specific thing, put all their skills on there. You can interview directly through Upwork. Everything is above board. You can see feedback. You can see good feedback, bad feedback, how new they are. You can sort.
I only want people that have made at least $50,000 on the platform. I only want people with 90% positive reviews. And the reason I like them making a lot of money is A, it's important to them. And B, if I've made $9 on the platform, I got a bunch of bad reviews. Well, guess what? Mike, the new guy, just shows up, you know, with no bad reviews. So I've made $78,000 or $200,000 on this platform. Like, I've been doing this for a while. These reviews are important to me. And I probably got 100 reviews, and it's, you know, is it pot? We've had some people that actually had really good reviews and didn't do it. They didn't screw us. They weren't terrible. It wasn't, you know, nothing. It was surprisingly. And I think we left it, you know, we're not trying to be crappy, but I think we kind of give a heads up like, hey, here was our literal experience. You know, it was all factual. No, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just like Amazon, like the fact that there's stuff I've tried that I would never try because it's like, well, there's 37,000 reviews. You go look at the bad ones, like, oh, the packaging was damaged or some, you know, some weird thing. And there's a bunch of good reviews, like, I'll give it a spin. So yeah, continue.
Yeah, no, I know we got to wrap it up here. So I was just going to say, you know, on Upwork, be very cognizant of how far down you want to drill into what experience they have, but realize that, you know, the relationship is all through Upwork. I'll just kind of leave it there. Like, you can't just, I don't recommend just stealing someone off of Upwork and hiring them covertly. You got to be careful with that or they'll ban you from Upwork. So that's a downside of it.
Well, but also on a moral thing, like, I don't know what their exact policy is, but if I was going to hire someone from Upwork, I'm sure there's something like I could pay them or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, there's a reasonable. So yeah, I mean, that goes with anything and whatever, like, don't scam. If you have a deal, like, dude, you're part of the deal. Don't be a cheater.
Yeah. It can get expensive. That's the downside. However expensive you let it, but the quality is usually much better than you would find on other sites. I'll say that.
Yeah. And again, it's also expensive to not be able to find somebody. So, like, you know, give the devil their due and pay up. Okay. So anything to say before I wrap us, Lindsay?
No, that's it. All right.
So the big takeaway I want for you, Cleany Nation, is one, definitely have some help getting clarity on what you want. I think, you know, Lindsay had a great, because she knows what you guys want. She's like, let's tell them about Upwork and online jobs and get all the details and stuff like that. I'm like, of course, we'll do that. But the problem is that's quote unquote the fun part. Oh, I'll make an ad and I'll do a thing and I'll talk to a guy. The hard part is really critically thinking, what is it I want? What problem am I solving for? What outcome do I want? And what's standing in the way? And then being crystal clear on exactly what am I going to have this person do? That is like the not fun work that needs to be done, is going to make all of your efforts super effective. So whether it's Fiverr, Upwork, onlinejobs.ph, and that's not a comprehensive list. It's just the three that we use that have gotten us a lot of really good results. If you're crystal clear on what it is you want them to do, how long it should take, how much you're going to pay, what outcomes, oh, that's another thing, outcomes, not tasks. Tasks are Lindsay, call our customer, do this, do that. She used to be, I don't know what we used to call Lindsay, operations manager, just get everything done, like, kind of lady. And then we moved her customer happiness manager, which was so much better because it was like clear on it, that what is my job. And then we moved her to customer success manager because it's like, we want them to be happy. We much more want them to be successful. So it's much easier to define what she does. So spend the time thinking about exactly what outcomes you want the person to do, not the tasks, the outcome. So if I just tell Lindsay, here's what success is for our clients, this is what needs to happen, especially if you tie pay to it. If they get the success, you get paid more. If they don't get the success, you get paid less. And you hire a bright person like Lindsay, they figure out the what to do, right? And if they, and again, you can coach them and encouragement and give them support. But if I just tell her do A, B, C, and D, well, E and F might be the money, but I don't know that because I'm not there doing it day to day. So it's much better to get crystal clear on the outcome that you want, tie their their compensation to it. And if you hire a good person, get the hell out of their way, right? Let them do their job, because Lindsay does a much better job at her job than I would do. That's why I'm paying her, as opposed to doing it myself. So, all right, if you want more help with that and you're like, I would like that third person. I need a coach. I'm really serious. I want to help. I want to change. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. I don't believe there's anything for sale, but there's a ton of free content and plenty of ways. If you do need some help, you can reach out and we will see if we can help you. Best of luck, GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431, 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.